This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So you got your 1% and you got your 99%, and in theory, never the twain shall meet. That's kind of been the politics of the economy the past 6 or 8 months or so. Problem is, that's not actually what Americans think.
And the latest poll number suggests
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. He's here every week to give us a little bit of an attitude check today, how we feel about those who have more than most. Frank, it's good to talk to you.
Good to be with you, Kai.
So something a little bit different this week. We had our wealth and poverty folks go out and get a little tape, do a little man-on-the-street survey. Unscientific, to be sure.
Sounds good.
About this topic. Here's what they said.
I don't knock anybody for being rich. They worked for it and they made it. That's good for them. I'm not mad at anybody.
Maybe someday you'll become hugely wealthy. It's just a pipe dream. It's not going to happen for 90% of the people in this country.
I don't think the problem is the rich people. It's easy to point fingers. I just don't think it's the rich people.
So do they have it right, Frank? I mean, do Americans not hate the rich for all the talk of 1% and 99%?
Remarkably, your not scientific sample there does reflect the data. This is really interesting. We had asked way back in 1990, Kai, some questions about the rich, and we just updated them. And lo and behold, little change. 63% of Americans say the U.S. benefits from having a class of rich people. Back in 1990, lo, those many years ago, that was 62%. So actually, that hasn't changed at all, as you say, despite all the discussion of the 1%, and 63% of Americans, Kai, would like to be rich themselves, and that's actually up from 59% 22 years ago. So not only do we think it's good to have rich people, we wish we could be rich.
Yeah, yes, we do. There's another thing, though, actually, that goes along with that, and that is the self-identification, and here's another bit of tape.
If you only make it $50,000 a year, depending on where you live, you're just getting by.
$50,000 a year? Yeah, I would consider that middle class. I didn't consider myself terribly wealthy at $200,000 a year.
$250,000, I thought, well, once we reach that goal, life would be good. But after you deduct mortgage, college, insurance, you know, you're just getting by.
You know, that was interesting, right? We had a $50,000 person and a $250,000 person, both of whom say, yeah, I'm in the middle class.
Well, you know, that's not surprising. We have asked Americans, how much would it take for you to be rich? And, you know, about $200,000 is the average response, but it varies dramatically about how much money you make. If you're sitting there making $25,000 a year, to be able to make $50,000 or $75,000 would make you rich. But if you're making, like you heard, $250,000 a year, you say, geez, if only I made $500,000, then I would be rich. So everything is relative is what the data show.
There's an aspirational part of this, too, right? I mean, do Americans, have you asked people, do they think they will ever be rich?
Ah, fascinating question. How likely is it you will be rich in your lifetime? And, you know, this is heartening. Of 18 to 29-year-olds, almost half, Kai, 47% say it's at least somewhat likely they will be rich at some point in their lifetime. Now, that drops dramatically by the time you're 65-plus, only 8%.
Yeah. There's
still 8% of seniors think they'll be rich someday if they just hold on long enough.
I want to meet that 8%, man.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's heartening that so many young people today are looking ahead and at least dreaming that someday they'll strike it rich.
Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. The partnership we do with them every week is called Attitude Check. There's more about it on our website, marketplace.org. Frank, we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.